Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Kirk.
And I'm Graham Kay. How's it going, everybody? Very exciting episode here.
Face-to-face episode.
Face-to-face, which is, you know, a rarity. The last couple were two. We're on a bit of a hot streak. You're in town still.
Three for three.
Three for three, baby. This is the third out of the...
Fair enough.
And then also, we were recording at my very new apartment.
Apartment place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As
looks
my
great.
Apartment placement, as my placement, brother would say.
That's what it was. Dang it.
Yeah,
I was close.
Yeah, good. Good memory. Anyway, that's what my brother would say, apartment placement. Very, very special, great apartment placement.
Got the mattress off the floor. Living big. Living big.
Mattress is off the floor. We have a couch. We have two
marble
rugs.
Marble tabletop.
Marble tabletop that we are currently recording on. It is very close to the couch. Apartment is not very big.
That's a New York apartment.
Wish the table was a little smaller in circumference.
If it was smaller, it would be a stool. It's a good size.
Okay, that's true.
I think it's good.
Okay, good. And it's very hard to find chairs that fit underneath the table. So I just bought some vintage Danish teak chairs for more money than I wanted to. And
that's a theme in your purchases, I've noticed.
Yes, a lot more money than you want. Then I have to sell it on Craigslist for less than I bought it. It's not a good way to make money.
That's Graham's motto, guys. Sell high, sell low.
Yeah.
Buy high, sell low,
baby. And so that's going to be great. Going to take a huge L on these chairs. Tried to return them today and brought them all the way to the store and it was closed. So that's pretty cool. It's never been closed before. I've never seen it closed.
Guy went out of business.
Sold
the chairs and he's leaving town.
He's like, ah ha ha, take that sucker. This was all a ruse. All these other things
are nothing.
Are cardboard, are paper mache, all the other furniture in this store. But I think it's exciting. The place is coming together, right?
This is beautiful. This is going to, and you're skipping the coup d'etat. Coup d'etat,
I believe.
The barn door, buddy.
Oh, my.
You have it's a one bedroom now.
God, yes. I have a small place and it was rented out as a studio apartment. But
it has a door frame. It was clearly a room in there at one point. Look, there's a whole...
It's a small one bedroom, and they just took off the door, and we're like, this is a studio. And listen, I was looking for months on New York real estate websites trying to find a place in a good neighborhood, not too far away, so I didn't feel disconnected from the city and from the comedy scenes. So, you know, you want to be close enough that you if you have a slow night, you can still go out and hang out.
You want to feel like you're in the mix.
Not too far away from all the action, all the comedy stuff, you know, so you don't want to get lazy and you know, isolated and not go out at night and try and get up when you don't have spots. So I found a place that's close, and I saw that this studio has it's actually just a door frame. And I was like, man, if I get this place, I'll just put a barn door on there, like a sliding door, and that way it won't take up so much room in the tiny room.
Yeah,
and
honestly, it's a great thought. I wouldn't even have thought of it. It's great.
And
very smart.
Thanks. And it works, man. I bought a barn door. I thought it was only going to be $30, but I was like, with the attach, like the rail slider at the top,
$120. What was
and the door, and I bought it on Amazon. I was like, $35 for all this. The reviews were great. I was like, okay, I'll take a risk for $35. It comes. It's just the slider on the top. I was like, that's too small to be a door. So then I spent like another whatever $80 for the door.
And then another $100 in tools, and then you're all set.
Well, then Kirk had to spend $50 on tools. So yeah, Kirk stayed at my place.
It was not $50. It was closer to $100 we spent. It's worth it though. You got a door for $200.
Yeah, I got a door for $200. And I was like, Kirk, you want to stay at my place? He's like, yeah. He's like, let me help you out. And I was like, you know, he was like, whatever I can do to help you.
I thought I was going to take delivery of a couch, in my defense.
Yeah. And I was like, Kirk, you know what helped me is I was up in Just for Laughs taping a special.
Very prestigious comedy festival.
Thank you. Yeah, I was up. And so I was gone for 7 days and he was staying at my place because he's visiting New York. So it worked out perfectly. And I was like, if you want to help me out, man, can you put on this put together this door and assemble it. And
it's sure, I'm sure it's easy.
The worst, because I knew it was going to be the worst job. We're talking day and a half job.
You're not wrong. It took me 3 trips to Home Depot. What a pain in the butt.
Yes. And there are 2 hardware stores less than a block away.
In my defense, you said just go to the Home Depot. So I didn't even Google.
For lumber, I assume, because you had to get a headboard. You're like, what about this this board that goes on top and they have to screw stuff in? And I was like, oh, I guess you could go to Home Depot to get that. That's what I said, to get that. And then you went to Home Depot for everything. So I'm going to take half the blame on that.
It's more 80-20. Most of it's my blame. Yeah. I have Google.
Okay, you do.
I'm a grown man.
You do have Google.
I'm allowed
to think. You know it is New York City, and that there's stores everywhere.
I am surprised that the local hardware store has lumber.
I was surprised too. Otherwise, I would have suggested it. I went there yesterday to pick up whatever, and I was like, in the back, they do have just lumber for just such a thing like
this. You know what it was, though? It was just one of these rare, it was a New York heat wave. It was over 100 degrees. I'm not exaggerating.
Very hot.
And humid.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through Brooklyn with lumber like an idiot. And it's only like a mile and a half, but it was 100
degrees. You
walked
home from Home Depot?
I walked there and then the first trip I walked. And after that, I'm like, I'm taking a lift because it was.
I can't believe you walked
there. I was getting
there.
More and more frustrated.
Well, yeah. I there was a really hilarious FaceTime with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in an airport. I think I might have had a beer in my hand. and he was just drenched in sweat. He's like, I put the bearings up here. And then I went to Home Depot. And I had to buy a drill. And the drill bit didn't work. So I had to go back. We got a different drill bit.
And then one of your buddies, Mike Costa, one of our buddies, making fun of me.
Yeah, he's like, and Kirk was like, I'm sorry, man. I can't finish it. I had a gig tonight. But I wanted to have it done for you. And then Mike Costa was like, you know, the reason why we're at a comedy festival is because we're finishers.
My dad says, job's not done until it's done
and
right.
That's what I said. Kirk. Job's not done until the job's done right. And he
I was
did
very
not appreciate
angry.
You were covered in sweat and you were.
I was very angry. I fought both of you at the same time at that moment. I
it
was very
was
angry.
The best.
And you're both much bigger than me. I still would have fought both of you. I was very angry.
I don't think that Mike Cost is bigger than you. And I don't
he's
think.
He's your size.
Yeah, but he's not as broad as me.
Oh, no, I'd still beat him to death. But he's bigger
yes,
than me.
Yes, yes. You would beat me with the arms you ripped off him.
He's a tennis player. He's nothing.
He's ranked.
He used to have a joke where I'm ranked 150th in the world.
No, 988.
Oh, nine, okay.
But still, he's ranked 988 in the world in tennis.
Do the bit, though. And he gets a good, big laugh. He gets a big laugh.
And he goes, oh, yeah? What's your ranking at anything? The guy's top 1,000 tennis player in the universe at one point in his life.
It's a great bit. Makes me laugh because it gets such a big laugh in the Midwest.
Anyway, Mike Costa is on one of the, now he's on The Daily Show.
This is a correspondent of The Daily Show.
Correspondent of The Daily Show. He's doing okay, as they say in the biz. but anyway, that's our autastic preamble. That's how we're doing. That's the end of the episode. See you later. No, this is The Comedian's Guide to Autism.
We didn't even talk about basketball or autism.
Hey, listen. We used to always talk about basketball. We used to always talk about my car trouble. It's the off season. I don't have a good car anymore. Both of my 2002 cars that I bought while I was in LA are in the dump, probably. Now I ride the rails, man. And it's good to have you in town. Like I said, this is The Comedian's Guide to Autism. You, while I was throwing out the trash, you just got off the phone with your son, JJ.
Yeah, we were having this daily call. In the summer, we've got new staff, so it's Sweden, so everybody takes 7 weeks vacation. I'm not exaggerating. So a lot of people take either all of August or July, and so there's a lot of new staff. So I haven't been getting the calls as regularly because it was going to be every day. But the tried and true ones, some of them call me every day. And so you got to see him a little bit. He kind of stares. He doesn't really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting for me to see because we've talked about it a million times on this podcast. You have a daily, supposed to be a daily FaceTime with your son, and I'd never seen it, so it was kind of cool to see.
It's weird, right? It just like
I don't know if it's weird.
I mean, it's interesting that the technology makes it available, is what I meant.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
It strengthens the connection, and
You could see him staring at me.
You could see him, exactly. You could see him staring at you. You could see that he was excited.
Yeah, and his little brain's processing something. Yep.
You know, that's my dad. I love my dad. You guys played your little games.
Don't pick your nose. He had blood on the shirt from picking his nose too much.
Did he?
Yep, because he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And, you know, it was...
He wiped it right on Michael Yo's merch. That was a Michael Yo merch t-shirt. I don't think you know Michael Yo.
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
He's half black, half Asian, so he has this, like...
Yeah.
His merch is like pandas, right? Because black and Asian, kind of, that's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they come in triple X. So anytime anybody's got any triple X merch, I'm like, give me that. Let's go into my boy.
It's great.
So he likes that that panda
shirt.
Little
shout out to Michael Yo on the pod here.
I'm sure he needs it.
Well, you know,
he's killing it.
We all need it. But anyway, it was interesting to see the connection, man. There is a love there. I know you always wonder if there is, and if there is a connection. And I don't know anything, but from my perspective, what I could see, it seemed like there was
a
connection, a love. And I'm not just saying that. And he also, I don't know, you guys play games. You have your own little games. That's a real connection.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I edit the podcasts. And so I was listening again to Peter's call last week of you guys doing the voices. And I have to say, first of all, his voices are way better than yours. Man. You're just doing your own voice.
I'm a professional comedian. Here's
his are actually on.
I know, but here's
okay, Bert. He's like really good.
I like to think mine is subtle. Ernie is a little, like here, I haven't listened to Bert and Ernie in a long time,
okay,
in my own defense. Right. And he like probably once a week watches.
But Bernie's like a little... Okay, Bert. And then Bert's like, I don't know, it's more nasally, isn't it? I mean, I'm crazy.
I'm the tall, skinny one.
Yeah,
so I was
nasally.
More nasally.
Yeah, but I think his is...
I was nasally.
That's better.
Man.
We can edit this part out.
No. Keep it in. You know, I just got to work on my impression. I mean, listen, I couldn't hear it. You got to be able to hear it in your head.
Yeah.
And the one before you do the impression.
His was good.
He's good.
His was good, seriously. Like, it was like not good for an autistic man. It's good.
Yeah.
It's just good. Like, it sounds like Ernie.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Bert.
I'll tell him that today. I'll call him today and tell him
that. And he incorporates your conversation into the thing. It was great.
Yeah, he's...
Maybe you can call me later after your podcast thing.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, he's yes-ending.
I thought it was great. What a great way to connect through something that he loves. And that's the first time I've heard him laugh.
Really?
Yeah, we've had him on the podcast a dozen times, half a dozen times at least.
Yeah.
First time I've ever heard him laugh, yeah.
He loves to play. He loves goofing around. Yesterday we called, and I never know if he wants... If I try and do it, he doesn't usually... He's got to be the leader in the improv. So I called him, and he was like... Moe's Tavern.
Right off the top.
So then I have to know. I have to think.
I'll be alcoholic.
Is Al there? Alcoholic.
Right.
And he goes, let me check. And he talks off mic. He goes, Al, is Al here? Al, alcoholic. And then he goes, why, you little. And then he laughs really hard. And then we talk. So it's kind of...
I don't know if we talked about this last week. When you were up there, did you get a chance to see him at all, or mostly just calls?
I didn't get a chance to see him. I mean, it kind of sucks because he's only 2 hours away. I was in Montreal.
The festival, you're working. I mean,
I'm working. You know what I mean? And then what I should have done is I should have driven. There's a couple that is, you know, Matt and Julia.
Yeah.
Matt O'Brien, Julia Hakowitz. They're comedians in LA, but they're from Canada. She's from Ottawa. They were both at the festival by chance, and they drove from Montreal to Ottawa after the festival.
You could have flown home from Ottawa.
I could have flown home from Ottawa. I could have spent an extra couple of days. So
I would have finished your door, taken delivery of your couch.
You could have done all that. But
I'm glad you didn't, so I'm glad you're back.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really... I wasn't... You know, I just felt like I wanted to get back to New York. I was gone for a week, and I wanted to just sort of set up my apartment. And I wanted to do some shows in New York. I like to be gone. I've been gone a lot. I am missing my parents more. I'm missing my brother a lot lately. They're getting older. I'm listening. I just feel like I miss them. I haven't seen them in a long time, and I feel guilty, and I feel like... This is the last few years where my parents are going to be regular people and not be old. you know, that I, you know, old people, like senior citizens, I have to help.
Will that
out.
Mobility problems and stuff, you mean?
Mobility, and they won't be as sharp. You know, I worry about my dad in a couple of years not being as sharp. And so, I don't know. I feel bad. And then in the same token, I feel like, well, these are the last couple of years where they're going to be able to take care of Peter.
Right.
So I should take advantage of it by spending as much time as I can on my career, because when they go to an old folks home, as I've said before in the podcast, I don't know if I have to move back to Ottawa, but the party's definitely over. I have to take care of Peter, and I also have to spend more time at home taking care of my parents, because there's nobody else but me. So maybe I should spend more time. But then I don't know. So it's, long story short, is I'm going to go visit in a couple weeks, for like 2 or 3 days. So that's something, I guess.
It's great.
Yeah.
Gigs? No gigs?
No gigs.
Hang out.
I'm going up for a wedding, and I'm going a couple days earlier. The wedding's in Toronto, but I'm going to go to Ottawa, spend a couple days at the cottage, then drive from Ottawa to Montreal with my family.
That Peter wants you to sell. As soon as your parents stop using it.
Yeah. Two years ago, we were driving home from the cottage, and I was just driving my brother. My parents, we left him at the cottage, and he's like, I think when mom and dad die, just out of the blue, he goes, when mom and dad die, I think we should sell the cottage.
Right off the top. No sentimentality.
No.
They're gone. It's gone.
It's gone. So yeah.
Yeah, those are tough decisions. But yeah, don't borrow any trouble from tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You'll figure it out.
Very good advice.
You'll figure it out.
And I've already thought about it. I'm going to keep it in the family, and I am going to create a Google calendar with all my family and friends, and
they can
book it off and just pay the taxes and pay the upkeep and try and do that.
It could be good.
Yeah.
Hire a cleaning lady.
Hire a cleaning lady. Well, they can clean it. You know, after you use it, clean it.
Yeah.
No big deal.
So, good idea.
You know, there are, I'm sure my mom will make some package, some folder of like how to maintain
Here's
it.
What to do.
Yeah. Here's the guy you call. Constance loves
to call you out on the old Facebook. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah. She's proud of me though right now, which is good.
That's great.
Because of the special and everything. They said they were proud of me. It felt really good. They don't normally say that kind of thing. I know they are, but it's nice to hear. So I think my dad said I love you.
Wow. It's almost like you made the debaters that you almost made.
Yeah. There's a show that I didn't make because my show and big prestigious show in Canada that I didn't make because I wanted to get on it because I wanted to make my parents proud.
Yeah, because they're bragging about it, right?
Yeah, they listen to it. Yeah. All their friends listen to it. It's like
Prairie Home Companion or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like and so, anyway, my flight got delayed 17 times or something like that in one day. Like, no joke. And I missed it.
Brutal.
Yeah, so.
Well, change the subject to something else that went to the news.
In the news, is it time?
Equally brutal. Okay, this is in WebMD. The title is, New Estrogen in Womb Might Raise Autism Risk. New British research is bolstering the theory that elevated levels of sex hormones in the uterus could play a role in autism. Prior studies had already implicated higher uterine concentrations of male sex hormones, androgens, in increasing the odds of an autism spectrum disorder. A noted team led by Simon Baron Cohen, I think he's related to Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm not kidding. Who's a famous actor.
Yeah.
Comedian. I'm not kidding. I think I'm almost Ali positive.
G. How do you know that?
Because I remember reading that he has a famous brother who's a scientist.
Cool.
I can Google it right
now.
No,
I'm not sure. Okay.
Right. We'll Google it later.
Yeah.
Should I continue reading?
Yeah.
I can't type and read. All right, I'm switching back. Switching screens. Here we go. We will update that in the notes if he's the brother. He directs the Autism Research Center at the University of Cambridge. That prior finding might help explain why autism is so much more prevalent in boys than girls. again, because it's the male sex hormone. However, the latest research from Cambridge team suggests that exposure to high levels of estrogen hormones in the womb might also raise the level of odds in autism. In this study, Baron Cohen and his colleagues tested samples of amniotic fluid from 98 individuals sampled by the Danish Biobank, a repository of amniotic samples from more than 10,000 pregnancies. The 98 individuals went on to develop autism. The research looked specifically at amniotic levels of four different estrogen-like hormones. The investigators compared levels for the 98 people with autism against those amniotic samples from 177 people who did not have the disorder. This time, Baron Cohen's group found an even stronger relation to autism than was seen with the higher levels of male sex hormones. This finding supports the idea that increased prenatal sex steroid hormones are one of the potential causes for the condition. Baron Cohen said in a University News release, genetics is well established as another cause, and these hormones are likely interact with the genetic factors to affect the development of the fetal brain. Okay, skipping forward. Dr. Ruth Milaninski, an autism expert who directs the neonatal neurodevelopmental follow-up program at Cohen's Children's Hospital in New Hyde Park in New York, reviewing the findings, she agreed that there's probably no single cause for autism. This is a strong study that brings us a step closer to understanding the roots of this issue, but by all means, it is not a definitive cause. Further research is needed in order to... Blah, 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 blah. For his part, Baron
they
Cohen's
wrote that in?
It's a long article.
Seems like shoddy journalism to me.
Blah, blah, blah. For his part, Baron Cohen stressed that testing uterine hormone levels in pregnancy to gauge future autism risk is not the goal here. We are interested in understanding autism, not preventing it, adding that the findings shouldn't be used to develop such a screening. In fact, it's not even clear what might cause the sex hormone levels to rise in the womb, he said. According to study co-author, because if it's not clear what's causing them to rise, it could be the other way, right? That the autism is causing the higher levels, right?
Yeah.
According to the study co-author Alex Tumapansky, I'm close, a graduate student in Cambridge, says these elevated hormones could be coming from the mother, the baby, or the placenta. Our goal should be to study all these possible sources and how they interact with pregnancy. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The studies were published in the online July 29th of Molecular Psychiatry. That's it. What do you think, bud?
What do I think? Well, like everything else, women are to blame. no, I'm kidding. I don't know. It's interesting. It's a thing that I would never tell my mother, because she already blames herself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Think of that. That's true. But again, you heard the last part, right? Where it could be coming from the baby or the placenta or the mother.
Sure.
So it does not necessarily have to be her.
Yeah.
Could be the baby has autism.
Is the placenta her or the baby?
Neither. Right. Placenta is the conduit to pass nutrients. I mean, it's her for a minute and then it's gone. I mean,
right. It's a real chicken and the egg scenario.
Kinda. It's a catch 22.
Yeah. No, double-edged sword. I don't know. His name.
Damocles sword. Just down the rabbit hole.
What's Sacha Baron Cohen's who is the name of this author?
That's a good question.
Or the scientist.
Scientist.
The Baron Cohen.
Yeah, I'm looking. Simon.
Yep.
That's a guy,
right?
It's
his cousin.
Okay, it's his cousin. But his brother's also a brainiac. His brother
really?
Does something else. I mean, there's an easy way to find out. Who's Sacha Baron Cohen's brother?
Well, I have it right here on Wikipedia. Beforehand. Jeez. It's like I have it already loaded up. This is like the hardware store all over again.
Iran Baron Cohen. Yeah, he's that musician.
Yeah. English composer and trumpet player.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah. He has another guy who does. All right, we're really done.
He's got two cousins.
And one's autism and one's what? Something else.
I'll tell you right now. Ash Baron Cohen. English filmmaker.
That's another guy. I'm thinking of somebody else. All right. Well, this is his cousin.
He has a degree in experimental psychology from University of Sussex and trained as a filmmaker at the Pasadena Art Center. I mean, listen.
Let's talk about estrogen again. I think we're more experts on that.
We are not experts on estrogen. We are two single men.
Two single men. Well, I'm middle-aged.
I'm almost middle-aged.
You're pre-middle-aged.
Yeah. I tell you, I did get this massive one-bedroom apartment.
In hopes of having children?
Well, I'm telling you, I think it's a lot easier to get a serious girlfriend.
If you have money?
If you...
Captain Obvious here.
No. This isn't a sign of money. It's, well, it kind of is.
Well, yeah, if you have six roommates, it's a sign you don't have money.
Exactly. So this is just easier to attract a mate.
Yeah, if I don't have success and stability.
If I don't have two roommates.
Yeah.
So
he's not covered in pubes.
Well, we were pretty good for bros. Our place was pretty clean. And you know. But anyway.
I was thinking of the bro house in LA.
Ew, that place was gross. I'm talking about my place on Eckford Street.
Oh yeah. That was better.
Yeah, it was a good, really good apartment. People liked it. But anyway, we actually rented my room because I left my lease early, so I'm subletting it to a woman in fashion. So it couldn't have been that gross.
Terrific.
Yeah. She took it.
She classes the place up just by her very presence.
Yeah.
I agree.
100%. She just moved in today. I helped her move.
Oh, what a sweet man.
I'm a sweet man.
I do feel like, change the subject back, that... Yeah, I do like what he said, too, about not using it as a screening tool. I did a radio show this week, or a podcast, or whatever. It's In Hot Water with Aaron Berg and Gino...
Bisconti.
And we had a whole discussion. Oh, no, it was a different one. It was the... anyway, it was about... We had a discussion about Down syndrome, right? Because... And disability. It was the morning show with Bill Schultz, sorry.
I was going to say those two guys did not talk about anything.
No. I did them both, and I'm getting them mixed up. But
sure.
Bill Schultz, we did about... disability and testing, because you know, I think we read this article once that being able to test for Downs, the number of Downs kids in the States is way down, Down syndrome kids, because a lot of them get, if you can test, a lot of them terminate the pregnancy. And so, yeah, I'm not a fan of testing for autism.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I was talking about this the other day. We've talked about this on the podcast. It's like, you know, you screen for autism, you're going to... I know that it's
a slippery slope.
Not everybody's a genius, but you're going to lose a lot of interesting people.
Creativity. Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of
creative, interesting people.
Yeah.
Like, basically, comedy will die.
Autistic comics.
It was so funny. Oh, man. We were at the... maybe I'll save it for another episode.
Give us a little teaser.
We were at the Montreal Comedy Festival. Like, they kept trying to throw these big parties. And then there was, like, it was loud with loud music and everything like that, and lights, and every comedian, every single, it's industry in comics. Industry was dancing, facing the lights, facing the speakers. Yeah, every single comedian was as far away from these sensory overload as possible. There was this, they rented out this huge studio, huge loft where they have the Cirque du Soleil trains, trapeze and stuff, and they had a bar in the middle and lights and everything, and then they had around it, it was walled, and then around it was like a hallway, and every comedian was in the hallway, far away from the lights and the noise.
Man, I'm for one, in New York especially, when you get the cops and I'm covering my ears. I like that.
I'm just saying that comedians are you know, I'm saying a lot of comedians are high functioning people with autism. Yeah. And I'm not saying I have it, although this podcast has slowly become Does Graham Have Autism. But there are probably aspects that I do that more than I see it more than in other people, than more than in my regular peers that aren't in comedy. And we're all are too sensitive to that noise. No one likes it. We all just want to talk. So I thought it was pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, did we do it?
We did it, guys. I'm here one more few days. I've got some shows.
One more few days. You're
same
tired.
Week, but it's not. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I've been on the go. I think I've done like 5 podcasts out here.
Wow.
20 shows in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Looked for a place.
You look for a place.
I kind of looked. I'm toying with moving back to the old New York City. There's a lot of opportunities out here, and I'm busy. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, it would be great. We could do this
face to face.
Face to face. All right, buddy.
You can catch me this weekend at, I'm at Dangerfield Friday night, and I'm also at Comedy Club on New York Comedy Club on 14th Street. Is that the new one? Yep. Friday night. Fourth Street, sorry. And then
New York Comedy Club, 4th Street.
Bahamas. And then I'm in LA a few weeks.
Bahamas. Oh, you're going on the
cruises.
Cruise.
Yeah. And then I've got that those October dates in Canada. Back to the old Vancouver.
Ooh.
Vancouver Island. Guys, it'd really help me if you would add me on Instagram. Kirk Smith Comedy on Instagram. And the old Facebook and the old Twitter. Although I kind of give on Twitter. And I've got trip 2 weeks to see JJ. I got to go pick up those computers. I got a lot going on, buddy. It's going to be good. How about you? What's going on?
I'm in New York for pretty much a month. I'm going on one cruise in a couple weeks. I'm in New York for a while. I'm going to be in Halifax, guys, September 12th to 14th at the Yuck Yucks there.
I love that club.
It is a great club. You check that out. And then I'm going to be in Toronto September 26th, 27th. I got my own show for Just for Laughs 42.
Oh, show placement.
JFL 42, Toronto. And then I'm just going to be in New York a bunch and doing cruises and stuff. Guys, it would help me a lot as well to follow me on the gram, Instagram K. Also, guys, follow me on Facebook, Graham K. Graham, you know what it is. And guys, Patreon.com, help me pay for this apartment. I had a slower month, and I'm really worried. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. It'll be fine. But yeah, definitely patreon.com/autastic. Donate. Give us a buck an episode or $5 an episode if you can. And I know Kirk says it's not tax deductible, but just try it anyway. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week, guys.
Like and subscribe.
You can do it. Have a great week. You can do it.